problems, but can ruin good character. I have a specific aim in doing this, to promote a public attitude that cares about the conditions that create such psychological injuries and will support measures to prevent as much psychological injury as possible. It is my duty as a physician to do my best to heal, but I have an even greater duty to prevent. What are the psychological injuries? Let us listen to a composite of actual veterans in our program, edited to be cohesive and to disguise their identities. All other quotes from veterans in this book are single voices, transcribed and edited from tape, from my notes, or from narratives written by veterans. All quotations are with the veterans' permissions. These are the words of Vietnam combat veterans with severe PTSD as they tell what their life is like today. I haven't really slept for 20 years. I lie down, but I don't sleep. I'm always watching the door, the window, then back to the door. I get up at least 5 times to walk my perimeter. Sometimes it's 10 or 15 times. There's always something within reach, maybe a baseball bat or a knife, at every door. I used to sleep with a gun under my pillow, another under my mattress, and another in the drawer next to the bed. You made me get rid of them when I came into the program here. They're over at my mother's, so I know I can get them at any time, but I don't. Sometimes I think about them. I want to have a gun in my hand so bad at night it makes my arms ache. So it's like that until the sun begins to come up, and then I can sleep for an hour or two. It wasn't any different when I was working before I lost it, and they put me in the psych hospital. I remember the company doctor putting Valiums in my mouth, and they strapped me to a stretcher. I was screaming, and I thought the gooks had overrun us and were pouring through the place. Everyone I looked at looked like a gook. I worked a lot of overtime and also went to school and had a second job. I didn't sleep any more then than now, maybe 2 hours a night, but I sure made a lot of money. Workaholic, that's me. No, that was me. I was real lucky they kept me so long. They understood that sometimes I just had to leave work, and they never laughed at me when I hit the floor if there was a loud bang or something. I know guys here in the treatment program, who work other places who had firecrackers lit off just to see them dive over a conveyor belt or something like that. Or their supervisors pushing them, mind-fucking them, pushing them till they lost it, so they could get rid of them. That never happened to me. Once a lamp in the ceiling exploded with a loud bang, and I dove into a tank of lubricant for the cutting machines. Ugh, it was awful. But nobody laughed at me. They were real good to me. And they respected what I could do. They made me the head of the emergency response team, like for explosions and injuries. Once a guy was burned real bad when some hydraulic fluid caught fire, I was the only one who didn't freeze. I got in there with the fire blanket. See, I still got the scars here on my leg where I got hit too with the burning hydraulics. I got through Vietnam without a scratch and get a Purple Heart for the company. The smell of burning flesh fucked me up real bad afterward, though. I didn't notice it at the time the guy caught fire, but for the next few weeks I kept having flashbacks of the time the fast mover, Jet, laid a canister of napalm on my company. I couldn't get the smell out of my nose, out of my mouth. I don't deserve my wife. What kind of life is it for her married to me? She says, let's take the kids out for dinner, and I say, sure, let's go. So we get to the restaurant, and we walk in the door, and I say, whoa, when I look around and see all those people. So the hostess shows us to a table right in the middle, and I say, how about there in the corner? And she says, there's people there. And I say, we'll wait. Meantime, my wife is looking at me, and there's sweat running down my face. I can't sit with my back uncovered. If I know you're back there covering me, it's okay, but a bunch of strangers, and some of them gooks, no way. I sit in the corner, where I can see everyone who comes in and everyone who leaves. So after we wait 30 minutes...